The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me.
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the cube and a link up. Rose gold for the cube.
The Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. And of course, you know, we're going to be going to Freeport. On the flip side of the break, we'll chime in with Sarah Kirkby and, of course, Darren Cooper. Get everything that's going on in Grand Bahama. Of course, you know, each and every Tuesday, we have the supplement in The Guardian, the Grand Bahama News. So we'll get caught up with Sarah on that. And then, of course, we'll talk by-election with Darren Cooper. And there's a lot going on in Freeport, a lot from all the parties involved. The PLP, the FNM, the COI, including that $1.8 million leader. You boy say, wait, $1.8 million, Kirby. Can I say bullshit? I can't say that on radio, right? I can say anyway, let me stop. I could have sworn this was joke as well, but anyway. so we got lots to talk about, including some infighting in the PLP. You ever wondered, if you do the math, why was the leader at convention unopposed, the deputy unopposed, but yet the chairman got to fight for his life? Karma. We got lots to talk about today. All right. So we'll get all of that caught up on the flip side of the break. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We're back at you and we're going live to Freeport. Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper will be joining me. It's the Freeport Report as we do each and every Tuesday right here on the Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes.
a trip for two to my ass. In the wheel of wishes, you can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC.FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads, and let's get right down to Grand Bahama for the Grand Bahama Report, the Freeport Report. We've got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper joining me live today, as they do each and every Tuesday. What's up, guys? How you doing? Big Tuesday down there in Grand Bahama, boy.
Yeah, boy. We're all over the papers.
My God. Listen, Sarah, normally we let you do your segment, so I want you to do your segment because I'm looking at the headlines and it's all Grand Bahama. So me and Darren can talk about the headlines in the New Providence paper.
I'm chasing Darren now, so let's hope Darren ain't taking a nap.
No, I know Darren was supposed to chime in. I know he's been a little bit under the weather, but I know he's chiming in, so that's good stuff to hear from him. But let me know. Let me know.
Chasing him now for you.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully we'll get to hear from him today, but there's a lot going on, so bring us up to snuff. Sarah, what's really going on in Grand Bahama?
Well, I mean,
if I listen to anything else on social media, we're going into straight Joker's Wild mode, okay?
It's been on the radio all day today, so I mean, I don't know what you want me to add to it.
I don't care what happened else on the radio today. I care what happens here. So you know, we've got to revisit the scene of the crime. You know?
Yeah. Well, they had nomination day yesterday. You've got five candidates. You've got all their paperwork is in. All the pictures are all over the place. They're out there working for, I believe it's 6,000 votes out there in the by-election. So
I saw that in a headline. I was like, wow, that is a lot of votes to be contested down there. And they're up another 211 were added and 211 were transferred. So
yeah, well, people will have moved. People of first-time registrants, they were really pushing to try and get people to vote. I don't know. I'm hearing lots of different things. So I did not realize how big this would be and what an impact it would have on all the papers and every bit of coverage that you can imagine. So, I really do hope, though, that what it does, and it's a big the fear that we kind of concentrated on in our paper today, was it should be focusing attention in the West End area and the 8 Mile Rock area, of which they need a lot of attention. I think Darren's brought it up before. You know, they've got things they need to have finished there. There is a lot of need for business in that community. There is a big worry with the old Bahama Bay Hotel property down there, which was supposed to be a Ginn property.
I've had a lot of people express that to me in conversations. So
It's great that there's a lot of attention going now. It's great to see so many political members of every party down there, and our prime minister himself, who I believe was on the ground on the weekend and yesterday. And, you know, I really hope this does center a lot of attention for West End. That's what's really important in that community and Bimini. I know Bimini, you know, has been dealing with a lot with their hotel and the dock down there and ships coming in, but West End is a sleepy community that needs a lot of love. There is a lot of old buildings there. There are there's not much work in that community, and they would have to go into 8 Mile Rock, but most of the people in 8 Mile Rock come up to Freeport for work. So, you know, there's a lot the government could do down there. So I'm hoping that, you know, with all those MPs and the DPM and the PM down there, they're giving them as much attention as they can. It would be good to see a lot of things happen in West End. West End you know, was the beginning of Grand Bahama Island. It was where everything started. Jektaar Village was down there. It, you know, it's still considered the capital of the island, according to tourism, even though everyone knows most of everything is up here in Freeport. But, you know, Weston's a beautiful community with some gorgeous beaches, and it's ripe for investment. And, you know, when these investors are coming, I'm hoping that the government is, you know, going to look and do something for that community. And our article today really talks about what they need down there and what the people are hoping will happen.
Boy, Sarah, I'm really rooting for it to get done, because I know the former MP, the late O.B. Wilstrom, you know, he tried tirelessly to get things done and was met with a lot of red tape from his own party. And if you look at it right now, you see a lot of politicizing, a lot of election talk and all of that. But really, who's going to come in, roll up their sleeves and take care of West End? Because I totally agree with you. There's a lot going on in West End that needs to be addressed. And especially the fact that you have a lot of fishermen in that community that are dealing with licensing fees and so on and so forth, that is making it really exorbitant for them to even do business.
But what they need,
I haven't heard any plans of relief
for
that. I haven't heard any plans of relief for the school system down there. If any infrastructural additions that needed to be made, none of that's being addressed. Just, hey, you take care of me, I can take care of you. What is that? What is that?
It needs to concentrate on what they need in that community, which I believe they need the school to open. I believe in 8 Mile Rock, they want the government complex to open. These are key things that would be great. So if it is paying attention to these areas for them, it is huge. I don't know what's happening with the hotel, but, you know, that would be also an amazing an effort for the country to, for the, you know, the government to try and work on selling that hotel.
If you look back to
bringing it to where it's going to be, it could be huge for the West End community.
If you look at West End, where it was and where it can be, you have to look, you tap back into some of the past. I mean, I'm looking at the article.
Oh, yeah. You got to look into the 70s and 80s for that.
And I agree. I mean, I agree with I see your article, and I agree with Barry Smith. That if West End tapped into the, you know, the food, the culture, and the charms that they've been known for years, and revitalized that, that's your springboard right there.
Yeah. And Barry has a beautiful place that really brings a lot of tourists to his area. The people forget that his side of the beach and how gorgeous it is. And he's got, he's trying to preserve the reefs. He's got the turtles flow through that area. Everyone says when you go out there, you see turtles swimming all over. Is a gorgeous reef. So, I mean, there are opportunities there. So maybe all this attention, that's what we're hoping will bring a lot for that community.
What about the 8 Mile Rock Complex? Is any hope in sight for that?
It's government decision on how to open it up. That's what everybody's waiting for. And it's not just this government. Please don't get me wrong. It's successive governments. Governments that have not opened that. And then the school also needs to be sorted out in that area as well. It's a huge school, and you just drive by and it's just sitting there. It's such a shame. And, you know, you also have to keep buildings going. There needs to be movement in them. There needs to be, you know, air conditioning, doors opening, everything going to keep a building, but keeping the building going and not needing repairs all the time. So, you know, these are big things they've got to look at down there. And I am hoping this focus will really make a difference for that community, and the elders and the people in there will use this opportunity to really push West End and get West End and 8 Mile Rock, you know, a lot of what they need. But I don't know enough about Bimini, so I don't want to speak about that. That would be unfair.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, they need to do something with West End, because if you look at the next big development for Grand Bahama, great story there as well in the Grand Bahama News, looks like that's getting ready to explode.
Yeah, well, that's
in a good way, not in a bad way, in a good way.
Right, yeah, in a good way. Well, this is the harbor, and, you know, originally pre-COVID, right after Dorian, RCL had come in and announced that they were going to buy the Grand Lacayan Hotel, and they and this group called ITM, I think it's ITM, were going to work on improving our harbor, and it was a group project. Now we understand that RCL and MSC are working on that project, because RCL is no longer involved in the hotel. So now they're working, we understand, in the harbor. And remember, RCL is also a part owner of the shipyard. So it's all part of their investment in that area, bringing ships. Remember, and the best thing about Freeport, Grand Bahama, is that we're so close. So we're a really great little stop for cruises, you know, when they're trying to cut down their spending on gas and fuel. So it's great for us. And so if they can do some work down there at the harbor, it would be great. You know, it needs to improve the shopping complex down there. They're also looking in, I understand, of putting in like a theme park for the place as well. So we're all waiting for details. So we're wondering if that's the next big it thing for us, which would be huge, because then you'd have the shipyard, Carnival coming in, Weller. Just give us that airport and, you know, the miracle of Grand Bahama booming could actually happen.
We do need to see something happen, though. I mean, it's been going on for years. It's been a lot of posturing. This is a great opportunity for Freeport and for Grand Bahama to rise like a phoenix right now. It's a great opportunity.
There are great opportunities. And we've had that, you know, we've had, this is our time, then we need to jump on it. And I really do hope that the DPM did note it. He opened the prop club. He was here on island on Saturday for a beautiful event where they reopened the prop club. It was great. And he spoke about the improvements and everything that's happening for Grand Bahama. They're talking about opening Retail Street, which would be great, greater place for tourists to walk through to get to one of our most beautiful beaches, which is on Grand Lacayan water, that area where the hotel is, the Grand Lacayan and Lighthouse Point. I mean, it's a stunning beach. I grew up on that beach. And he talked about the airport, you know, they're getting it done. So we're just, you know, everyone's just in bated breath waiting for it to happen. We had hoped in March work was going to start. So we're just waiting for that. So, you know, that's kind of like that key, because they do need the airport, especially for the shipyard, because the shipyard, we talked about this last week, they need it to bring all their over. And so that's a big thing for us. I know that's got to be a pressure on the government. So I hope they're working on that.
Do we have Darren chiming in yet or no?
We do not. I'm chasing him down. Hopefully he's not on the phone chatting too much, but we are trying to push him. Just so we know, we also have a story on Taino Beach Bridge. There are some repairs that are ongoing for the bridge. A lot of people don't know that that's the bridge you actually take over to get to Taino Beach. If you aren't familiar, and it's where fish fry happens. So they have a lot of traffic on Wednesday nights. But then also now with a lot of the beach properties are out there, David Wallace has a beautiful place out there, a zip line, Pirate Cove zip line area, where a lot of tourists go, and they can take these huge double-decker buses that we have on the island, and now they're having to use smaller buses to transport them over the bridge. So they are working together, and so hopefully that will get sorted out for the island soon. And then we had a great mangrove restoration event with everybody together. You know, this is really making a difference for us. It will make the same difference for Bimini and Abaco with storms as well. So this is very important for people to help out. I would encourage people to look at this story, read about it. There are plantings coming up in the future. Save the Bays and other groups are looking to do that. So I would encourage Grand Bahamians to join in. You're making a big difference. And then one of our favorite events happened this weekend, which was Conch Man. So Conch Man was great. It was horrible weather, but these athletes all had a great time, and it was a great turnout. Just under 100 people participating, kids from the young as 4 to adults. I believe there was someone in their late 70s. I don't know if he was 80, but so it was a really good event too.
So the Conch Man again, though, I got to say, yeah. I'm glad to see that doing its thing and back running in. Because the pandemic kind of put a little loophole in it.
It did. We got a little kickback. We lost a couple of years on that. But, yeah. But right now, as you said so eloquently, everything in the paper is about the by-election. So we'll all see. It is all hands on the ground. Every person you've ever thought has been political is out there. And it's really funny because people are like, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, at the end of the day, I don't have the vote down there. It's those people that live in that community, and it's what they want to see and what they want to be delivered for them and for that area. And they really do need a lot of hope and love down there, and I hope they get it with all this attention.
They should. And you know, I saw a couple of videos Darren did, and it's the truth. You know, you better ask for what you want now.
Yeah.
Get what you need now, because, you know,
but,
if not...
You know,
You might get passed over.
I was talking to somebody today about stuff, and they're like, oh, you know, so-and-so takes care of their own, and these people, when they're in government, they take care of their own, and these ones do this for somebody, and these people help these people out. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the government that's in power is our government. They work for all of us. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't vote that way. We shouldn't depend on these one party to be in power to help one set of people, and then it switches in 5 years. We're not helping ourselves as a country with that. You know, we should all be in this boat together, all trying to make everything float, all trying to make all the islands do well. You know, it's important for us not, you know, Grand Bahama, yes, we desperately want to prosper. We're all struggling coming back. Abaco, I was over there last week. It, you know, they're working hard just like us to come back. They want things, but so do all, you know, I want all the islands to succeed. And I don't care which party you're in. I want everybody to do well. So, you know, I hate it when you hear all of that you know, these payoffs and, oh, you better do this for me and do that for me, or you're not going to get my vote. Sorry, just having a little rant. I just think it's crazy. And it's not the way we should be at this point. You know, we should all be helping each other, and we should all want our community to do well.
I share the same sentiments. I mean, I wish I could have heard from Darren today, obviously, because there's a lot going on the ground. But I do appreciate you chiming in, and I implore everybody to get the supplement each and every Tuesday. The Tano Bridge repairs are in limbo, but, you know, hopefully that'll get rectified. You know, hopefully this port development will be the next big thing for Grand Bahama. We need to get some stuff for Western Grand Bahama. So I agree with you there.
And you know, I just hope this attention that they are getting really does that for them. I must also say a shout out to your Monday team. I met half of the Monday team in Abaco when I was at the airport, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, there you go. Roscoe.
I was like, I know that voice.
There you go.
And he was in the airport heading out somewhere. It was great to meet him. We're part of Naughty's team and family, so we thought that was really great.
Good stuff, and I appreciate you all your contributions really every Monday and every Tuesday. And hopefully Darren's feeling a lot better, because I know he was under the weather. So I'm hoping he's doing well.
I will try and get him to call back in if he can before you switch to sports.
Yeah, man, that's fine. And if not, we'll do it maybe later on in the week. Because, you know, by-election is a big thing. And we need to talk about
it's
that.
It's a big thing. I will tell him, because it is important.
All right,
thank you for your time.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. And we'll do it again next Tuesday.
All right, darling.
You guys take care. How are we going down in Grand Bahama? Mr. Producer, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is C. Allen Johnson. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, C. Allen?
Not much, man. Maybe I can fill in for Darren until he gets here.
Go right ahead, man. I ain't got no problem.
Hey, Sarah, you still there?
No, I think Sarah's gone.
Okay. I was going to tell her she didn't do the pitch to say, call this number, call that number to advertise to make sure that the Grand Bahama section expands.
Yeah, man, they got that. I got them, man. I can make sure they expand. You know, I make sure they go for them.
Because the more news comes from here. But just, I just want to say, right, I know we talked about, you know, those things that are coming for Grand Bahama, 300 jobs at the shipyard, this, not a 300 jobs here, 200 jobs here, whatever. But you have an economy since 2001 that's been in the doldrum, hit by at least, what, 5-6 hurricanes since then, and no major repair companies coming in. So the question we have to ask ourselves, though, if you have an airport that needs a throughput of maybe a million and a half people, to sustain the airport. Remember, there's two ways to sustain the airport. If you send 100 people to the airport, you got to divide the cost of the airport by those 100 people. If you send 1 million people to the airport, then we can divide those costs by those people. So if the airport costs such and such to run, then consider what it's going to cost to recoup the $150 million plus the maintenance of that airport plus operation expenses and everything. So you could very easily see where we're in the multi-hundreds of millions of dollars, because, again, salaries, insurance, all of these things go into effect. We only talked about $150 million is going to take the bill, but it also has expenses to maintain before profit. That means that what we're missing from Grand Bahama is an actual plan for the growth of Grand Bahama. We talk about this hotel, about these 1,271 rooms, for which at least 500 of them will never open again because it'll cost too much to build and maintain. I mean, maybe you have somebody crazy enough to do it, but not an investor. Maybe our government will spend money like that. That literally has to be torn down because of age. Remember, two of those hotels was built in the 60s and no major upgrade of habitat since then. So the question then is, what do we have what's now, what's new, and what's next as an actual strategy for the economic revitalization of Grand Bahama beyond these announcements. These are individuals. This is the Safe Internet Shipyard. You have the RCI and the other company and actually the very people they're beating up on, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, as Jerry Boone has said. You have the investment that came for the cruise port, essentially something that was brought in with the influence of the Grand Bahama Port Authority and others, but technically it's not a strategy for Grand Bahama. It brings tourists here. What is it that we have? And this is the conversation we're not having. You is not bringing 1,000 jobs to Grand Bahama will only touch a fraction of those who have been unemployed for years. The question is, what is the something to bring growth? You know, where's the, if we're going to stick with tourism, this tourism strategy, where's the laws if you're going to embrace the financial service and banking? Where's the new laws that enable fintech, regulatory tech, supervisory tech, property tech, and all these other different things to make Freeport a viable place? Because, yes, Grand Bahama used to be the life, right? But we have grown significantly in population since then. And so short of trying to build an infrastructure, which will take a number of years, if you go and start to build a hotel there, even if you go back to Guin, you're talking about a 5 to 10 year project, maybe 10 to 15 year project to build this so-called multi-billion-dollar thing to have second home market. But we do have tourism models for which we could capture on culture and heritage tourism, etc. But that would mean that we need a certain critical mass of at least 10,000 rooms. And this is something Mr. Obadiah Briscoe and I have talked about because he read the report that was commissioned by some individuals for what we need. We need 10,000 rooms from Grand Bahama just to break even. That means that everybody, these businesses could work, but they just to pay their bills. Then to reach the profit potential up to 20,000 rooms. Where is the strategy? Where's the destination strategy for that? Where's the strategy to bring additional, let's say industry and tourism as the major product? Where's the, to expand beyond the industries that we have? Okay, where's the 21st century technology that looks at 5G beyond cellular use? And so we having promises made, and essentially for me, they're calling us fools. They said two things about a promise being made. You must have the ability and the intent. I have not seen the ability, and I'm questioning the intent.
I don't know about the intent either, though, Seattle.
No, I'm questioning the intent, because if you had a plan, you really believe that there's a plan that nobody wants us to see, you know, that's sort of, we say, I'm going to give it to you. After you reward me, I will give you what I need you to reward me for. But if you really had a plan, it has to happen. And I think absolutely for us as Grand Bahamians, I think it's now time for us. We are beginning the third decade into the 21st century. But in all essence, yes, we have leaderships, but we don't have leadership that express these type of environment. We say, oh, the problem is the Grand Bahama Port Authority. But I'd ask government, where is the strategy of the laws, the legislation, the policy, the procedures and the programs, etc., that will force the Port Authority to present something that aligns with it? You know, and I'm saying that I am so happy for the 1,000 jobs. But I could, if you say 10% of the property, let's say you say 10% unemployment, you believe that's correct? Okay, let's use that. Then if there's 40,000 people in Grand Bahama, there's 4,000 people unemployed. Not counting those, whatever. 1,000 jobs is not going to do it. Homes have not been fixed for almost 2 decades. People can verify this. We have people whose homes are still impacted from the twin hurricanes of 2004, and the subsequent hurricanes have come. You've had government say, "What? We have thousands of homes to repair, and we have progressed by making repairs to 50, and we're going to try our best to get to more." But then you look at the budget, and the money's not there for the repairs. If you build people, they'll build their homes. If you build people, they'll build their schools. If we build people, they'll build Grand Bahama. And just in case this happens, the Prime Minister said there will be no economic expansion reboot of the Bahamian economy unless Grand Bahama is front and center. Well, we've heard that since 2002, but we have not seen the actionable strategy to achieve that. And I'm asking behemoths, not just here, but if you are to have this livable wage, guess what? You must have productivity that matches this. You must have industries that matches this. So I'm hoping in the next 3 weeks, and we should demand it, that we move beyond the rhetoric of saying, I'll open a building that has no certificate of occupancy as far as I know, that we will do the seawall that you can't find $100 million in the budget. We will do a police station, and there's no PPP on the table. And so these become promises to fools. And we don't want to be taken for fools anymore. And I think it's time that we demand more from our leadership, not ones that says, if you do this for me, I'll do something for you. You had 2 years to do it, and you had 5 years before then. What are we to believe that what you'll do now, you have the ability to do it? You know, you have 3 weeks to sign some contracts. Sign a contract for that pussy wall. Sign a contract for the school. Sign a contract for the new school we need. Sign a contract for the clinic. Sign it, binding contract. Let me know you're serious. Other than that, you keep calling us fools and behemoths, and especially Grand Bahamas. For those of you in New Providence, if you love our country, Grand Bahamas is the only place for the expansion of the economy needed to bring the 30,000 people back into the marketplace. There's nowhere, with all respect, on New Providence for it to happen. Grand Bahama is the place. Grand Bahama is infrastructurally prepared to easily accommodate 250,000 people, for which it was accommodated back then. But minor upgrade, we could easily drop 500,000 to 1 million people here and actually blow this economy away, which then brings us to the very problem of this. We need immigration reform. You're not having a conversation on it. We're having Band-Aids. Don't worry. I know you got another gunshot, but we got more Band-Aids.
Questions, Alan.
Yes.
You put it quite eloquently, and I appreciate that as always. And it's good to hear from you on a Tuesday. But real quick, I got some texts here and asking the question, Naughty, what is the actual, scene in Grand Bahama? What is the actual temperature? What is the climate right now down there as far as the by-election? Yes.
The climate is that though this is
I guess when people wonder, they lean in red, yellow, or black.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. What happens is in a PLP seat, right, that we will call, for sake of anything else, this predominantly progressive party, to have the PLP concentrating their attention to who supposedly have been their base for the last 20 plus years, at least from 2002, tells you that somehow there's a disconnect in who they are, because they realize that even if you can convince everybody else, you need to start with your base. So here it is in the first couple of days of this campaign. The Progressive Liberal Party is already giving us hints that they have a house in trouble. Plain and simple. You don't have a chairman that doesn't come? We all know why. He doesn't want to remind their base of what happened to Obadiah. You have a campaign from the Progressive Liberal Party being run on this one for Obi rather than this one is for you. Okay? I guess maybe Mr. The Bishop, Ricardo Grant, may have it. Focus on you as opposed to Obi, because you're saying to Obi, we have the plans as Obi, we want to finish what Obi started, but nobody can give you a list of anything that he started. I mean, you could say he started this, 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 and this, and this is what we're going to finish. He didn't start the seawall. It's a list of 10-point plan. It isn't it. And so here you have an incumbent that is basically only need to expand his growth. I mean, not an incumbent, a newbie that only has to expand his growth. And you also have a newbie who you say technically is Obadiah 2.0 running. So there, over the next, I would say give it another week, the next Tuesday, because essentially in earnest, you have the big wits and turn, you have both sides going around the community. And then we also, in my opinion, we have a messianic figure here that any minute now will solve all of our solutions, because they, how you say, just speak it and it becomes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm probably sure they could give you 1.8 million reasons why they can get it done.
Yeah, but two. You mean, I could think of I can wait till next week, right? And then I'm going to tell you what the reality is. But I can tell you for me personally, I've done a video about it. I don't think the coalition is an effort. They have insulted us as big as grand behemoths to say that. Do you know, Naughty, 1/8 of the population lives here in West 8 Mile Rock, but at one time we gave at least 20 to 25% to the a quarter of the money going into the 25% of it was going to the treasury and all of these different things. I mean, we own. You go and look at the.
Why do you think I lobby so hard for Grand Bahama and Fab? Because y'all are two of the bigger contributors to the bottom line, and they're not giving you what you need.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to grow. So whenever Grand Bahama lacking, but we don't produce because we don't have the tools, they're going to take from you guys in New Providence. So we've had a prime minister from Grand Bahama, Mr. Hewitt Ingram, born in Pine Ridge. We have had a deputy prime minister. We've had a governor general. We've had all the MPs who have run for Grand Bahama still lives on Grand Bahama. We have people who have served in the Senate on Grand Bahama. They've run the shipyard. They've run the Vopak, the oil company. They've been head of the oil company, been head of all of these things. And then you have a political party saying that we are so stupid that we never knew we were wrong. And they came and spoke like Genesis 3:1-3 and said, let there be light, and there was light. And so I don't, you know, grand behemoths are not fools. I know people might think I'm crazy, but the rest of them are not. So I'm just simply saying is that, for me, it's good that Tada is getting her feet wet, and the Quan will line again as a second partner. You know, you in the minor leagues, maybe you now get noticed, you can pull into the major leagues.
Right.
And so that is good. But and essentially, considering the time and 6,000, almost 100 people, those two independent does not have the time or the resources to speak to them directly and get their resources out. So if you go on messaging and basically starting with a base of maybe 20% each, the Giants have a lead. So this basically, no matter how you want to think about it, it's a two-way race.
All right. I got another call to get to, but I got to get...
Next Tuesday, I'll be giving you the hardcore figure.
No problem.
Tell you why and why not.
Now, real quick, I need you to break this down since you met my PIP whisperer. Is it any truth to, apparently, Mr. Mitchell has boycotted the nomination day in Grand Bahama?
No, he's not boycotted. Mr. Mitchell knows that when he shows up, the people are going to remember who cut Obi's throat.
Okay, so basically that's why he was a no-show.
Let me ask you this question.
The prime minister unopposed, the deputy leader unopposed, but yet the chairman got to fight for his life? What's going on there?
Absolutely, because what happens is they're doing what he said. Power's not given, it must be taken. And so you have to understand inside the PLP, the mechanisms is you're not going to change the leader until the FTX thing breaks, okay? So he's safe until whenever happens. But essentially, the party principles, right, the party branches knows that Ms. Lyons and others built this party.
So we could see potentially a new chairman then?
Yes, we could. If those people remember the work she did around all the branches.
We'll talk about that next Tuesday, C. Allen, because I got to get to this other call and get to the break. I appreciate you, man. Good stuff as always.
Right.
You all be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. You can call me back if you want, but Mr. Producer, I guess we got to get to the break and get to the news, right? Good stuff in the first hour. I want to thank everybody for chiming in from Freeport, Sarah Kirkby, and the Grand Bahama News. And, of course, C. Allen Johnson, everybody who texted in as well. Yeah, man, we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And, my God, what is going on with the Betty Kelly Kenning Swimming Center over there? What's going on with the National Aquatic Center? Absolutely deplorable. We got to talk about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk NBA. Pearly will be in the building. So buckle up. The 5 o'clock hour continues right after the news on the Tuesday. It's November 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. more genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty and Your Company, right up until 6 p.m. We are waiting for Pearly to chime in. I know Pearly should be chiming in short order. So do we have the pearl in yet? So we're going to look for the pearl. We're waiting on the pearl. I'm surprised we haven't heard from the pearl yet. It's Tuesday. No baseball on. None whatsoever. You know? So... I don't know why he had the air fryer this early on the Oh, wait a minute. College basketball is back on. Got a couple of games for tonight as well, too. All right. I'll wait to hear from Pearly, and while I wait on Pearly.
You really think I don't have a life, eh? You really think all I do is watch sports?
Do you really want me to answer that? Like, honestly, do you want me to answer that? Seriously. Because I'm in the box now. I'm looking fastball, and you just let a fastball go. Really, do you want me to pull the trigger on this one?
That was a high-rising fastball. While you was looking for fastball, you still couldn't catch up with it.
Oh, so it's ball one. Okay, no problem. I'll take that ball. So what's going on, Pearly?
I told you the Jets couldn't beat those Chargers. I told you the Jets couldn't beat
listen,
them last night.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. You know what I hate to say, though? A good defense left on the field over and over and over and eventually crack. because they've been left on the field too long.
Yeah, yeah. Even Wilson said, he said, man, I couldn't even look in my defense eyes as I was walking off the field. I said, yeah, the dissension in the ranks, they're going to fall apart now.
Yeah, the implosion comes. Now, yep. Listen, before we get into something locally that I want to talk about, when we get into who's in and who's out, you know we have to talk about Chris Sims. Chris Sims made a statement that I have to revisit when we talk football. And I'm not
crying. Chris Sims used to be the Texas quarterback?
Texas quarterback, Bucks quarterback, played in the NFL. Phil's kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, all right.
But it has to do with the rules in the NFL and the controversial touchdown that was denied from Luke Schoonmaker of the Cowboys on the goal line.
Talk about this today again.
Oh no, Prelly, just hear me, because again, it's not about the Cowboys. It's about the league, and it's about the integrity of the game. Okay? Because it could happen to you all. Now, how do you reconcile?
This is
what Sim says. How do we reconcile this? The receiver would be granted a catch until he survives to the ground. So why is he ruled down once his knee hits before the ball and the motion to the ground? And he completes the act. The ball is short of the goal line at first, but when he completes the act, it's a touchdown. Loophole that must be revisited in the offseason.
I see his point, and he's right. He's right to some degree. But the rule, they didn't break a rule. But I think if he was facing the other way instead of the ball with his back to the goal, if the ball was facing the goal, he would have gotten the touchdown.
I get that. Not taken into consideration, like Sim says, the clear pass interference call was blown. Should have been pass interference.
Yeah.
But that boils back to the Megatron rule. When Megatron scored the touchdown, remember, and he landed with the ball bounced out, they said he didn't complete the act. It came back to haunt the Cowboys later against Green Bay. In Green Bay, Romo at quarterback, strike to Dez Bryant at the one-yard line. He scores, he twists into the end zone. They say he didn't complete the act.
Yep, I remember.
There must be consistency by the NFL with these officials, because now more than ever, and my better half highlighted it to me when I was beating up my gums Sunday evening after the Cowboys lost. What is the NFL registered as, Pearly? And MJ enlightened me on this. A sports entertainment company.
Yes.
Similar to the WWE.
Ooh,
so legally, we have to deal with potential scripting of games, and they can get away with it scot-free.
But my whole thing about it is, how can you get that many people involved in scripting a game and it's not leaked out?
Pearly, you and I had this conversation before, and you know I used to cry BS on the conspiracy theories and all. But after I saw what happened to y'all, I expected it to happen to us because of Jerry's relationship with Goodell. I've seen it happen to other teams, especially when playing Kansas City and Philadelphia. And I'm wondering,
is it
a grand script for a revisited Super Bowl of Kansas City and Philadelphia?
Is it that, or is it because the hype is so much Mahomes and Philly and Kansas City that psychologically these fellas just don't see it when it comes to them, and just basically, because if you really listen to the announcers, I try to figure out if these announcers have real, I mean, I don't even want to call it man crush, but it's not, the way they talk about some of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, the narrative. Josh Allen. I'm pretty much done with that narrative right there, okay? I'm pretty much done with it, okay?
No, I'm just saying, maybe they talk about it so much that, you know.
Caller, we see you. We coming now.
I'll bring an example closer to home. When you go to John Guru, the whole world only looking for the valley in the Saxons. Even though we got one family who went John Guru last year, roots of one John Guru, the world thinking valley, Saxons. And I think psychologically, to beat the valley in the Saxons, you got to be 200 points better than them, because the judges just see valley in Saxons. So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe they just seen Philadelphia and Kansas City and they ain't seeing nothing else. I mean, I just try to throw another theory out there, you know?
It got to be something. Let's go to the phone lines and see what the caller got to say, and then we'll pick it back up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, top of the day, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Leo? What's happening, my brother?
Right here, man. Trying to navigate Nassau traffic, man.
Good luck with that.
It's just a time change.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I hate this new time. Pearl,
I hear the studio, man. Top of the day to you. I got to say, Pearl, man, And in the words of Danny Green, Dolphins are who we thought they were. Because the record speaks for itself that you guys only get beat up on teams over 500. You know, at least with Dallas, Dallas faced down some teams and beat one or two teams with that winning record. But, I mean, you guys beat on some bad teams. And when you all face the real teams, and it's really pulling for you guys against the Chiefs. Because they say, hey, you're in Germany. Kansas don't have no home field advantage per se. But, and you guys had the game, but your low line just let Tua down and was doing a bunch of fart, man. Ain't nothing much Tua could do coming from third and 14 and third and 15 and third and 20. Even if Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes did have problems trying to break you guys, even though you all made a game of it in the second half, I feel you all really should have beat these guys. Your defense kept Mahomes scoreless in the second half and that sort of thing.
Hold on, Leo.
The good thing about it is we're beating who we're supposed to be, and thank God the way the scheduling is, where we finish in the league, we're playing players who finished similar to us last year. So we're beating who we're supposed to beat, and you never know what could happen in the last six or eight games. Maybe one of those fellas who got a better record might get beat the wrong time of the year. You never know. And I'm thinking and hoping that the Dolphins will build up to that, so when playoff time come around, they'll be able to match up with whoever they have to play, because they're most likely going to play one or two of them guys again.
Now, Leo,
the
burning question I have for you, right? Your Pittsburgh Steelers, who have they really beat apart from Lamar Jackson and the Ravens when they imploded and served you all up the game? Who have you all really beat as far as quality opponents?
You know what?
I mean, you hear casting aspersions on the Dolphins and the Cowboys, and I hear what you say, but maybe beat one or two, you know? You all beat one or two, too. I mean, if you look at all of us, we are 3-5-3 teams. Y'all are the surprise, because nobody had y'all in this conversation at 5-3 at this point in the season.
I can be honest, I know that's at a conversation right now, and the only thing that we can do, I think the only reason why we have the record right now under the Ravens is because, you know, we lost a few conference games, but, you know, don't forget now, when you look closely at that microscope, within the division, because the AFC North, they totally know it from quarter.
Very tough division. Very tough division.
If the playoffs started today, I'll put it in the group. If the playoffs started today, every single team in the AFC North in the playoffs, even the Browns, the lowly Browns, at 5-3. Mm-hmm. Okay?
What's your record, Leo?
You're
5-3 too, right?
Huh?
You're 5-3 too, right?
Yeah, we're 5-3, but here's the thing. We're the only undefeated team in the division. That's what counts the most right now.
You really think this is going to last long? Y'all can go undefeated in that division?
Well, hey, I don't think we can go undefeated through the entire season. That may not be ludicrous.
In the division, because I think Baltimore gets you in the rematch, and Cincinnati's tough in the rematch. And you all got to play with Cincinnati twice, right?
Cincinnati's getting their legs, But this is our opportunity right now. If we can try to throw some blows in Cincinnati, because Cincinnati doesn't have any win. I think they won three right now within the division, and that kind of calmed them at the end there.
But I'll tell you, though, right now, what Pittsburgh is doing, it looks like Tomlin is taking a page out of Bill Cowher's book. Just run the football down your throat, play good defense, and win it in the fourth quarter.
Well, what's happening right now, Norty, is that Steelers right now, thankfully, the O line is playing much better, so we're getting key blocking. And one of the key moves that Tomlin made was putting Warren as our number one instead of Najee Harris. I don't know what it is with Najee. I don't know if Najee has some nagging injury or whatever, but he just didn't have that explosiveness exploding through the holes when the holes were created, and it was creating a stagnant offense. Because now, if you're running the ball and you're behind eight ball, now we got to throw the ball. We become one dimensional. So that's what is killing us. Now, the O-line now is gelling, and now they're putting Warren, and then they're putting Harris, because Harris running angry now, because, you know,
one of the biggest things that happened to you all over the last two games, the return of Deontay Johnson.
Well, of course, again, that opened up the field much better and not put as much pressure on Pickens, because Pickens sometimes double or triple team, but then really and truly, the really was naughty at this point is the defense. And I can tell you right now, if you see Ice Smith or number 90 go down on IR or something like that, you're in trouble. Just like it happened a couple of seasons ago. So it is what it is. But I was going to tell Pearl, basically, you know, who on the schedule, and you can beat who on the schedule, right? But when you look back at it and you see the caliber and the quality of teams, even if you make the playoffs, right, and you're not beating the teams, the top tier teams, you know, you have to kind of go back to the drawing board in a sense. Now, that was a great game, Naughty, between the Dallas Cowboys and
I ain't going to go and just say that and get away with that. Yes, but granted, the only team that really manhandled us was Buffalo. We were in a position to beat Philadelphia. We were in a position to tie or to beat Kansas City. So that don't necessarily mean we're not going to be a better team because our defense is looking much, much better. We shut them out in the back half.
That's what
we don't mean by the time we want to be.
Really letting you all down in those games, right? And here it is. Now you got Jalen Ramsey. And you had your boy back, right? And, you know, the defense played. You all played well, but then the offense couldn't get it together. It's like you guys couldn't play as a complete unit. That's what baffled me. Because the offense really carried the defense all these weeks. Now, like I said, your cornerbacks, Zaven Howard, I'm trying to remember his name. He's healthy. You had Jalen Ramsey again in the backfield. And like I say, these guys delivered on promise. But, you know, it's only just like Naughty said, if you have a solid defense, you have playmakers on defense. And the offense is stagnant and they moved the ball like out of the Jets last night, right? You're just watching the defense just blow it because they gave you guys many opportunities to beat the Chiefs. And you guys you're supposed to beat the Chiefs because Jets didn't beat the Chiefs. And like I say, with the Chargers, I actually picked the Jets to win because of the defense. Because of the field position, you can't trust the Chargers, you know. And I think it's high time too. We kind of, and not when I say we know that, I mean you, because you know from Jump Street, I know what time it is, right? But the media as a whole needs to get off the Justin Herbert and Josh Allen train because these guys ain't delivering. I can be real, not being racist or whatever, but this is the year of the black quarterback. Who you see performing so far? You see Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Just the other day, C.J. Stroud, 470. 5 touchdowns, rookie record, black dude. Okay, so the black brothers are doing these stuff, but then, you know, you have the Josh Allen who are just taking up the joint and abysmal in the division, but they're still getting credit all because he had one or two good playoff appearances and losses, right? And you all almost beat them with the backup last year in the playoffs. So, you know, it is what it is. But this is a very strange NFL season so far, I could say. But it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to more matches like the Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, we come up on the winning side, though, and don't get robbed by the ref.
I know you guys talk local, right? But, you know, you said that thing inside our group earlier, man.
But I'm about to get
really
to it.
It stressed me all day with the Betty Kidding center.
Pearly and I about to get into that right now.
Yeah, and I hope during the week, Naughty, we get some folks, whatever ministry, whoever is responsible for maintaining.
You see in the group, I tagged the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg. So I'm sure I'll hear back from him. You know, he's always been full 100 with me.
Director of Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, but we need some of these guys to answer these questions because it's just ridiculous in terms of the state of affairs in this country. And, you know, ministry people already receiving, you know, funding and whatnot. To get some sporting stuff off the ground, but just can't do it, or wouldn't do it, I should say. So it'd be good, like you say, Naughty, to get these persons who are responsible to answer our questions, because you know, we're looking at the kids who are representing this country.
Correct.
Every year, you know, and it's ridiculous that they have to go to the Caribbean or go stateside and spend unnecessary money, the same money that they would have used
to train, but they get it done here. Exactly.
Exactly.
So we're gonna get into it in depth on the flip side of the break, but I appreciate you call. Good stuff, man. And keep chiming in with the Pittsburgh stuff, man. You know, always good to hear from Steeler Nation.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, bro. Be safe.
Take care, bro.
All right, let's get into today in sports history real quick. Brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. We'll take a break. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I will pick up the conversation on the utter state. Can I use the word deplorable, Pearly? Is that a fair word to use?
That's more than fair.
Of the Betty Kelly Swimming Complex. I mean, it is absolutely in shambles right now. And we're going to talk about it and how it's affecting us as a country. We have Karifta coming up, as well as our athletes. So we'll pick that conversation up on the flip side of the break. Caller, I see you could either hold or call us back right after the break. And on this day in sports history, I brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, November 7, 1936. The New York Americans beat Toronto in the first coast-to-coast radio broadcast of a hockey game in Canada. 1962, Glenn Hall set an NHL record when he played in his 503rd consecutive game as a goalie. 1963, Elston Howard of the New York Yankees became the first black player to be named the American League's most valuable player. 1965, Bart Starr of the Green Bay Packers was sacked 11 times by the Detroit Lions. 1968, Red Burnson of the St. Louis Blues scored 6 goals in a game against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Blues won the game 8-0. 1973, New Jersey became the first U.S. state to permit girls to play on Little League baseball teams. 1983, you remember this one? Pearly Alley, the Sheik of the New York Giants, kicked his second 56-yard field goal at the time. That was like big numbers, you know what I mean?
Yep,
and he ended up kicking on a Giants Super Bowl team, if I'm not mistaken, as well, too, in 85 or 84, 86 with Phil Sims and Lawrence Taylor and, yeah, Joe Morris. Yep. You remember Joe Morris, a little running back?
Yep,
1988, on this day, Sugar Ray Leonard knocked out Donnie Lalonde, the Canadian welterweight champ, and Sugar Ray disposed of him in that fight.
Picked him to job them to pieces.
Then knocked him out. 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for the virus that causes AIDS, and he was retiring from basketball.
I cried like a baby.
I sat there and cried for the longest, but I was inconsolable for a while.
Yeah,
I can remember my late mother, Lord bless her, dad, just hugging me and saying, "It's going to be okay." And they were huge Magic fans too.
Quite a few young ladies in this town that panicked.
Anyway, we'll leave that alone. Because see, you can push me in the joke as well, mode. Just shut up, Pearly. Shut up. 1992, the Phillies played the first game at American West Arena. And in 1999, Tiger Woods became the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win 4 straight tournaments. Quote of the day, my family was poor, so they couldn't afford kids. The lady next door had me, Lee Trevino, golf pro. Lee had some of the best jokes ever in the history of jokes, bro. He was very funny, dude. Let's go to the caller real quick because they've been holding. Well, then we'll take the break after the caller and we'll talk about that situation with the National Swimming Complex. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello? All right, caller, call us back on the flip side of the break. We'll take that break now, and flip side of the break, we'll pick up the Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. And, of course, you know we're talking sports. Pearly's in the building, so keep it right where you got it.
Right here.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked and spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You don't gotta stand in line, pay online. You can pay your premiums on time,
right at Community Doctor.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at CommunaDoc.com. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, we've got you covered.
Right at CommunaDoc.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect cook. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty and Pearly, and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we got a great final 10 today, Pearly. Full breakdown by your boy, Stephen A. Smith.
And welcome.
On the whole situation in New York with the Jets. And it's not going to be pretty, because you know how Stephen A. is, man, when he goes in on New York.
You don't play.
It's gonna be.
But he's from New York. He's a big Knicks fan, you know.
Right, and indirectly, he supports all things New York. He'll want to see the Giants do well. He'll want to see the Jets do well, even if he don't proclaim that.
I'm pretty certain he's a Jets fan.
I know he's a Knicks fan and he's a Jets fan. I'm possibly a Jets fan, but we'll deal with Stephen A. on the final 10 going home. What we need to talk about now is, you know, I was sent some video today. I shared it with you. Absolutely deplorable, heartbreaking conditions out there at the Betty Kenning Kelly Aquatic Center at the Sports Center. And let me tell you, one thing that I've prided myself on being a former swimmer is how well we do in Carifta, especially in swimming and in water polo. We own it. We dominate it. Even when it's off season for us, we still do well as we retool the water polo program. As we retool the swimming program. And here we are, you know, with a situation where parents have reached out to me and kids are in the eight ball.
The thing about it is, I have a pool, so I had to get my pool resurfaced. In less than a week, my pool was dried and filled and almost filled. And within week 7 to 10 days, it was done, completed. And I'm being generous. My pool ain't nowhere near the size of that pool, but why has it been out for this long? You know that we have Carifta. I think Carifta is supposed to come in next year.
It's supposed to be in next year. They're claiming that this is going to be complete by January, but it's putting swimmers behind the eight ball because they have to train in 25-meter pools. Then they have to travel, which is a cost and expense to them and to their parents, to travel to swim meets in Florida to qualify or potentially in Aruba. And meanwhile, everybody else in the region, their pools are working, their kids are training.
Why is it taking 3 months to fix the pools? Why is it taking that long? So somebody say it couldn't take 30 days? Somebody got to explain that something ain't right. You know, I mean, that money is not there to pay this, to pay that, do this, to do that. It makes me believe that do they have the funds to fix this pool?
And I'll be honest with you.
I can't understand why it ain't ready. You're building a new pool. You're resurfacing it. 3 to 4 months?
It's under much needed renovations for Carifta next year. Now, work should be done by January 2024. However, work on the pool should have been completed over a summer ago because it had started from that time. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly, and then we'll pick this back up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, buddy? This is St. Pete, man. What's happening?
What's happening, St. Pete? What's good, man?
Man, look at that game Sunday between Philly and Dallas. Man, Dallas lost, but the ref, they lost. They blow that game, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining, but you know, I hate when refs decide a game. Hey, Pearly, like you said yesterday, when people are like my son, he's the Giant. They lost, but when Dallas or Miami or they lost, bro, but look at your record. You know what I'm saying? Seems like when Dallas lost. Dude, like these people, like they've been in the lottery or something.
You mean they have no shame? They don't want to check for that team's lousy losing record.
Yeah.
They won't criticize us.
Yeah. I mean, look at it, buddy. You ever been to Atlanta, man?
Yeah.
Man, let me just say, I heard that guy, he talking about navigation, NASCAR. I do NASCAR traffic any day than Atlanta traffic, man.
That's yes, you're right.
In the world.
I almost got written off in Atlanta.
Look here, and if you miss your exit, you got to go damn this 10 miles to get on the next exit, man. I'll never complain about I-4 and I-95 again. But that Atlanta traffic, man, look here.
They ain't playing with you in Atlanta. I won't lie to you. They don't play with you in Atlanta.
Man, you got and everything there, Pete Sucker, North, West, South, East. Man, I can't deal with Atlanta boy.
Anyway, good to hear from you, St. Pete.
Yo.
Chime in on the weekend so we can talk sports and pick that Cowboy game, man. You know, I got to hear from you on Friday during when you're heading the happy hour for sure. Let's go to the other caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening, 52?
Hey, calling the body with you in Pearly today because you know he's a stealer, right?
Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, but I just let you all know, man, you in room 23 right next to me, 5 and 3. Right now.
But notice what room you're in, 23, the number of greatness. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, but hold on. But you, I see you play 8 on my bed. You do call and tell you all. But we, see, I'm
no, no, that ain't, no, 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 52. That ain't play 8. That's an honest question.
Yeah, but
who have you all beat?
I'll be joking. I just think of you and Pearly. But listen,
okay,
AFC Central is the toughest.
That might be the toughest division
in
football.
AFC, man. You know that, man. Come
in,
on.
In
man.
All of the football. Bengals. It might be the toughest football.
Yeah, but the Bengals, the thing is, I'm impressed with all the teams in that division, but I got a joke for you and Pearly, man, all right? You want to be careful when you're talking about the Steelers. Make sure you put the word curtain in the front, all right? Because the curtain coming back up. Give thanks.
All we could say when the Steelers finally lose a couple is curtains on the Steelers. You know what they say when you're dead, right? That's curtains, right? So we might use that saying, seeing how we're joking. You know, that joke might come back to get you, 52. It might be curtains for y'all in a couple of weeks. But then again, when you get a team like Pittsburgh, though, Pearly, that has a good defense and issues with the offense, but they keep winning, then they become confident and they hard to beat.
Yeah, but are you calling them the toughest division or the most competitive division?
Maybe the most competitive. The toughest can be the AFC East, not right now.
I didn't say that.
And it can be us. Even New York ain't doing us no favors. San Francisco in the West, not really. The Rams falling off, the Cardinals falling off, the Seahawks, eh? So who would you say is the toughest division in football?
I don't know if you want to use the word toughest or you want to use the word competitive. That's
almost competitive.
I mean,
I'm fine
with either one.
Well, we got to revisit that closer to the weekend, closer to the games, but I don't want to lose track of what we were talking about. That whole facility was donated. That facility has seen our teams do well. And the fact that our teams have to travel to qualify at meets in Lauderdale and incur expense and all of that, Houston, we have a problem. Why can we not maintain anything that has been gifted to us? And I don't want people to start with the construction and who gifted to us and is famous for being. No. Because if you maintain it, it will never get to where it is right now. And if you give folks the contracts to maintain it with a proper procurement act, we will know exactly where the money's going. Why are we at this stage if we get here? Or
we have no. You don't need to give contracts. We have the National Sports Authority, which has a maintenance department, which has all that, and you should have people in within that department to maintain. Only when you need to do serious renovations.
Pearly, have you seen the Blue Hills playing complex? All that money they said they put in there the baseball last year, heading into Babe Ruth. Or 2 years ago. What is it now? Lipstick on a pig, my brother. Lipstick on a pig.
I'm not disputing that. But you have a whole, the NSA, which is fully funded, which has a full staff, has a maintenance department. What are they doing? Are they doing their jobs? Are they maintaining these buildings and doing what? And listen, I hit the workers. Because you only can do what your boss tells you to do. So if they're not getting the proper things to work with, then you can't blame the workers. You can't blame them.
Correct. But again,
and I think the bottom line of this is there ain't no money to do what they need to do.
But money all around the place for everything else, Pearly?
Well, priorities then.
Well, we're not going to stay on this until we get some sort of closure or we know what's going on.
It'd be nice if we can get, you know, maybe the director of sports can come on and have a conversation with us about it since it falls under their portfolio. And maybe they could give us some light, or maybe somebody from the NSA could come on. They're welcome to call at any time, or even maybe the minister.
But I'm going
to
reach out.
I don't think the public needs to know this is not a good look. It's not a good look. You can't be in West Grand Bahama and Bimini and neglecting this. You got to be
and the wastage, Pearly. the wastage. You left the lane ropes in to rot. When you have lane ropes that are designed specifically with national colors, they cost, you know. They ain't cheap, you know.
But now it ain't no good. You need to buy
the wastage is ridiculous. I hear there's design flaws. I even had somebody who chimed in who consults with major facilities with pools. And he had to break down to, you know, for the group we were in, what needed to be done. And it's a simple fix, but it needs to get done. It needs to be properly inspected and realize what is exactly going on and get the proper people in there to fix it. Because it can be fixed. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good day, Naughty.
Afternoon.
Yeah, you're supposed to haul at me from Friday when you were talking about Jerome the homie. I left my number with the producer.
Ah, my brother. I unfortunately didn't get it, so make sure, and that's my bad. I ended up rushing out, so that's my fault. Don't beat me. That was me.
Yeah. I gave it them, right? This beat.
All right.
Another thing, St. Pete, the traffic in Atlanta real bad, because I just spoke with one of our homies. We went to school with at D. St. Augustine, you know that real St. Augustine up in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, watch it now, watch it. Watch Pearly run out now. Don't let
Pearly run out. Him. Yeah, well, he could ask Teddy Wilson.
He went to St. Augustine, I went to St. Augustine's.
Well, anyway, Teddy Sweeten could tell you the difference because he's been there too. You know what I mean? People at him. I am on Boswick, you know?
But what is the difference between a high school and a college? You know?
That's cool, but you know, that's our boy anyway, too.
Are you talking about Marlon, right?
Huh?
You talking about Marlon, right?
What Marlon?
You say Boswick who went to St. Aug. Which Boswick went to St. Aug?
Anthony Boswick,
Pa. Oh, okay. I was trying to crack on Marlon because he's a Philadelphia Eagle, so I was looking just for any excuse to throw him under the bus.
Derek Rose and Teddy Sweeten.
Yeah. All right.
Other than that, because I talk with him, he's traveling to Freeport. I'm supposed to be tomorrow because he on Thursday because he got a funeral with a cousin on Friday, and Saturday, his uncle on Saturday and his cousin on Friday. I asked him, I say, so what's the take on the ground? And he said, well, Obi was my cousin. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He go on Saturday and everything, but he'd have to see when he get down there. You know, but I was talking to him, he said, boy, there's traffic in Atlanta real bad now. You know what I'm going through?
It's worse, bro. I had to go through Atlanta for comedy gigs to get to other parts of Georgia. And we ahead of time be doing great, and we hit Atlanta, hour or two gone.
Anyway, you should give him a number.
Make sure I leave it with my producer, and I will get it today, and I'll call you right after 6 minutes I get off.
And then I want you to tell 52 call me.
All right, I can tell 52 call you.
Yeah, because see Alan, tell him, me and him been to school together, so, you know, I ain't got any number, you see?
All right, but make sure I get 52 to get in touch with you, man. That ain't no problem, my brother.
Yeah, cool.
Be safe. All right, bless. Cool. Mr. Producer, make sure I get that number for me. All right, and 52, somebody just texted in for you saying, man, Naughty, tell 52 the only curtain he could be meaning is shower curtain, because that's where Pittsburgh go into the showers and go in early. No playoffs.
Ooh.
Nah, 52, that's just a text. That ain't me. I don't kill the messenger. I just reading it.
Ooh, you read that with such glee, though.
Of course, it's funny, though. They talking smart. It is what it is.
All right.
Naughty, in order to get that stadium fixed, we need to import the Chinese, and I don't mind them bringing some women when they come. You living up to Pearly's or a lot of Jay? Any gals?
But the Chinese did not build that pool.
Yum, yum, dim sum. Who built that pool?
The Haymans, I think, if I remember correctly.
And we need to call them back and we need to find out who.
But it might not be a Bahamians, but I don't think the Chinese built the stadium. The pool was built and donated by, the money was donated by Bahamians.
All right. Well, probably we got to get to the picks because we got about 2 minutes to get them in because we got Stephen A. taking us home today with the state of New York. So I think we need to go to the islandgame.com, log on, and check out their sports book because, listen, man, that's numerous ways to play, numerous ways to win, and they always remind you to play responsibly. All right? But a whole bevy of games to choose from tonight, Perlissimo. You got NCAA college football. You got NBA action. You might even have some NCAA college basketball going on tonight. As a matter of fact, we got Three games in football: Ball State, Northern Illinois, Central Michigan, and Western Michigan, Ohio and Buffalo on the on the collegiate front. NBA, bevy of games tonight, full slate. Celtics, Sixers, Jazz, Pacers, Wizards, Hornets, Clippers, Nets, Spurs, Knicks, Cavs, Thunder, Pistons, Bucks, Lakers, Rockets, Heat, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Timberwolves.
Okay.
I went into Vansley. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, what you
talking
about?
There's no games tonight. It's Vansley. Full slate for tomorrow. I was excited, but I done had my three parlay of NBA alone. NCAA basketball tonight. We got Drexel in LaSalle, Florida Gulf Coast in Indiana, Albany at UMass, Lemoyne at Georgetown, St. Mary's at Maryland, Stony Brook at St. John's, North Dakota at Iowa, North and Iowa at Northern Texas, Presbyterian at Vanderbilt, North Carolina, Asheville, Michigan, Auburn and Baylor, Florida A&M and Creighton. Everybody playing tonight, Pearly.
How could Auburn be a favorite over a ranked team? How's that? And Auburn not even
because it's early in the year, Pearly. Your girl lost by 12 last night to Colorado. And she did good losing in the process. I'll give it to you there.
She's the one. Hi, isn't she gorgeous?
Speak it, Pearly. I can't, but you can. Speak it, my brother. Speak it.
When they introduced them, she introduced her last night. And she's doing it. They crown her. I was like, oh, man, look at that. Oh, to be but 40 years younger.
All right, so let's give them a little something for tonight. The college basketball, out of college football, I'll be honest with you, I like Northern Illinois to get it done against Ball State with the money line. I like Western Michigan to take care of Central Michigan by the 3.5.
Actually, I think I like Central Michigan. I like Central Michigan. They score a lot of points.
All right, well, maybe the over at 58 is a possibility there.
That's good, yeah.
And I like Ohio to take care of Buffalo. I'll go with the money line because I think the 7.5 is too much.
If the Buffalo's defense sticks up, if they stand up, it could be a different story. But Ohio just got too much for them. So I think it'll be all Ohio.
There you go. But we got to get to the break now, Pearly, so Stephen A can take us home. I appreciate you. Of course, tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll do it all over again. And Thursday, you fly in solo. And Friday, I'm live from Duncan East Street South. So we got a busy week and lots of sports to talk, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And I will do it again tomorrow, my brother.
All right, bro. Take time.
Mr. Producer, take us to the break. And on the flip side of the break, Stephen A. taking us home. Call, I got your number. I'll be in touch. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at Cleveland Clinic Abian.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You've tried everything. Bud Cousins, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What's the bigger story, the Chargers dominating win or Zach Wilson and the Jets' struggles?
It's Zach Wilson, but it's not that he struggled, it's how bad he looked in his struggles. You know, in the fitness community, we say you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Well, in the NFL, you can't overcome bad quarterback play, and that's what the Jets have. Exactly. You see what happens when the Jets' defense doesn't be historic? Mm-hmm. We see what happens when they don't get punt returns or short fields for their offense?
Right.
The first third down, the Chargers drop down coverage, which means a backside safety is going to drop down, and he's going to jump any crossing route. Mm-hmm. Alan Lazard runs a dig route on the backside, and he almost gets blown up. I'm like, Zach Wilson, why would you throw that? Did you not see that they dropped down and rocked?
No, he didn't see.
Clearly, he didn't.
That's right.
Because he wouldn't have thrown that headache ball that almost got Alan Lazard knocked out. He, 8 sacks, and granted, all the sacks aren't on him. That offensive line couldn't block the sun out of their eyes. They're bad.
Lowest rated offensive line in the NFL.
It's lower than that.
That's right.
So whoever has the best college offensive line, they're worse than them. And they can't run the football. Breece Hall needs to get more touches earlier. Mm-hmm. But Zach Wilson, and I've been trying to tell people, well, if he just does this, he can't be the reason they lose a ball game.
Right.
At some point in time, the defense can't keep being historic, right. Stephen A., holding teams to 10 points, okay. Picking teams off, turning the ball over. Zach Wilson is not the answer, and unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers went down 4 plays into the
season. Well, here's the deal, y'all. There are certain teams that are so atrocious that you don't even want to talk about them on national TV. They don't deserve the attention. They're horrible.
They are.
Offensively. Defensively, this team is elite. And what you're seeing is a bunch of dudes on the offensive side of the ball that know they're so awful, they're so offensive that they literally feel like apologizing to the defense because they ain't doing anything. Zach Wilson has lost 4 fumbles in 2 weeks. You're the quarterback of the New York Jets. Yeah. You've lost 4 fumbles in 2 weeks. You lost 2 last night. You fumbled 3 times. We don't even need to get into the numbers. The fact of the matter, they had more time of possession. They run more plays. It didn't matter. They weren't going anywhere because he's their quarterback. And by the way, he looked scared. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody knows. He looked scared. So what we're not going to do this
one. They're not protecting him.
Well, listen, that's one of the reasons. The other reasons that he knows he's not that skilled. See, when you got skills, you're cussing out your offensive lineman because you know what you can do despite them. And you're saying, damn it, you're not doing your job, so it's making my job difficult. In his case, he's scared for a different reason. The brother know he ain't ready. Right. He know he don't belong where he is. He know he doesn't deserve to be the starting quarterback of a National Football League team. And that's the reality of the situation. So I feel sorry for the New York Jets, but not so sorry that I'm going to waste a whole bunch of time on this nationally televised show ruining talking about them with their sorry offensive selves.
Shin, what do you think of the job Nathaniel Hackett's done?
It's really hard to say because they were anticipating having Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And your whole offense is geared around what Aaron Rodgers does. Now all of a sudden, you have Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, I mean, he's the second overall pick, but Zach Wilson is not. He's a very marginal quarterback, maybe slightly below marginal. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to get to a destination when the driver has no idea where the hell he's going.
Yeah, and what you also have is this. Sometimes these organizations, this is one of the things that you notice a hell of a lot better than me, Shannon. You want to validate your decision.
Correct.
So you're putting a dude in a position, giving him every opportunity, exhausting yourself to try to show you were valid in making the selection. And that's a lot of times, and in all walks of life, no matter what profession it is, you have people who make the decisions, and because of the investment that was made, they try to justify it, when in fact, the reason why Pete Carroll is still a coach in the National Football League, Shannon, and why he's so successful and been so successful in Seattle was because even after spending the money in his direction many, many years ago, when Russell Wilson, a third-round pick, rolled up in there, and he outshined in training camp, they said, the hell with the commitment, the hell with the investment. This is the brother that's going to help us win games. And they made that decision. You see those decisions made very, very rarely in the National Football League, and that's the problem
and
here.
Pete Carroll also knew when to get off Russell Wilson.
That's right.
Justin Herbert. When I look at him, he's a guy, I mean, for all the physical traits that he possessed, 6'4", 240 pounds, athletic, can make every throw, rolling left, rolling right, can throw from the pocket. If you include the playoffs, he's a 500 quarterback.
That's right.
At some point in time, we got to say, hey, we need to see more, Justin Herbert.
That's right.
We need to see more from you. Well, and last, and granted, the Jets defense can make a lot of quarterbacks, and they've made a lot of really good quarterbacks look very, very pedestrian this
right,
year.
Right.
But I'm still not sold on Justin Herbert.
Well, talk to me about Justin Herbert after you deal with Brandon Staley, the head coach. When you replace him, talk to me. Because we all know he should not be the head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, you sure about that?
Yes, I am. I'm very, very sure about that. I'm very sure about that.
Defense showed up. Now, I don't know if the defense finally showed up or the Jets offense is just that, your word, putrid.
That's right. That was one of the words I used.
Eight sacks, fumbles. I mean, they just couldn't get out of their own way. The Jets. I just don't see it. I mean, and Robert Saleh does all that boasting when they win, or we do this and we do that. Yes. And now you're so humble. Yeah, well, you know, you're offensively, we fumbling the ball.
I'm near New Jersey in MetLife Stadium. There's a swamp there, and we know it because of how it smells. The difference now is we once thought it was the swamp. Now we think it's the Jets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is, because that's how much they stink offensively. That's what the hell is going
on. Before we move on really quick, it seems like Aaron Rodgers is tracking to potentially come back this season. Do you think that's a bad decision?
That's his decision. I think the thing is that as we start to get older, we realize we have less time to do what we actually want to do. It's not like he's 33, Stephen A. He's 40.
Right.
And so how many more years do I have? I just don't believe it. I'm going to have to wait.
He shouldn't do it. Here's why. Because of what we started off the show saying. Their offensive line is atrocious. You don't come back to a bad offensive line.
Right.
You don't come back unless you 100%. You don't subject yourself to the risk of potentially getting injured again because people can't block for you. Hell no. Let him sit out this year. You're getting paid. Right. Get your rest. The season's a wash. Right. Come back next year, give them the entire offseason to buffer the offensive line, and then come back. Let Zach Wilson stay out there on suicide watch.
Yeah.
Should the Cowboys be more confident after hanging in with the Eagles?
Shannon, believe it or not, I'm going to say yes. I know. I'm going to say yes, Shannon. I'm going to say yes. It's not about moral victories. It's about the fact that you don't look at the Cowboys over the last couple of weeks in which Dak Prescott has thrown 7 touchdowns and just 1 interception and say their struggles are because of him. See, to me, it comes down to him. And to me, if you're out there and you're throwing interceptions or you're finding a way to wet the bed and not coming up small, that's a different animal. I didn't see that yet the Sunday. I was at the game. You see the tight ends. You make get your knee down. Get in the end zone, okay? Dak can't be on Dak. Dak is running for his life. I know you got on him for stepping a foot out, for, you know, a half inch out of bounds and not being pigeon-toed or whatever. But that brother Brandon Graham was coming after him. I mean, that was a big boy chasing him. He's trying to get the hell up in there, out of there. That's what happened with that. Those are the kind of things that transpire. We get all of that. I'm just looking at CeeDee Lamb and how he's developing. I'm looking at the defense, which is real. I'm looking at the suspect play within the NFC conference. I'm even looking at the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Not 100%. That is problematic. The Eagles secondary, not as elite as it was last year. That's problematic. We saw what happened to the Lions against the Ravens. We saw what happened to Seattle against the Ravens. We've seen what happened with the San Francisco 49ers over the last month. And all of a sudden, Brock Purdy looks human. I'm just looking at it from that standpoint, and I'm saying, excuse me, the Dallas Cowboys are here in the mix. Do I believe they will win? Hell no. I wouldn't admit it if I did. There's no way on earth do I believe that the Dallas began to act like they're not legit bona fide contenders, particularly against the rest of the NFC. I can't say that.
Yep.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.